PGA DFS fans, welcome back to a PGA DFS Top 5 video produced by myself and, of course, the team here at Awesome Mo. We've got some big names in this video this week. Let me tell you, it's a really top-heavy event, so we've got about 8 of the highest-priced guys that are going to be highly owned. Gotta fade them, can't play them all. So we'll go over that, of course. But before we do, let's check out and see how I did last week, and it was kind of a tale of two cities for me, as one of the highest owned golfers of the week, Cameron Tringale, had him as a fade and he missed the cut. That's nice. A couple of higher owned guys, Shane Lowry, he came in 65th. Stuart Sink, 37th. I'd say that's pretty good work. That would deserve an A, but then you throw in the fact that I said to fade Patrick Reed, who came in at T6, and to go underweight on Matt Wallace. Those bring it up to kind of like a C-plus work, to be honest with you. So let's try and go ahead and get back to the A level. And we're going to start off by doing that with Siwoo Kim. 8,800 this week, 15% owned. Those two combination is what has me fading him. I think there are similar golfers or better golfers right there priced around him or cheaper that are going to be a third of the ownership or something like that. Of course, check out my top five sleepers for the Byron Nelson. That'll tell you a couple of guys in the Siwoo Kim price range that I think you should be playing instead of him. For Siwoo, it makes sense. The strokes gained power ranks look good. Everything's inside of the top 100. That includes 49th off the tee, 75th on the approach, 26 around the green, and 96 putting. So Siwoo has been playing much better this year, but 15% owned, I just think I can find better value elsewhere. In fact, he might even be a cash game play if you really want to play him there. But for me, this is a GPP fade video, so that's what I'm doing. Scott Piercy, he's the second one. Coming off an 11th place finish last week, but it's just kind of what he does. The form and the attitude is not there. And anytime he gets close to 8 to 10% owned, I go running for the hills, especially when he's 7,100. It's not like he's min-priced or anything like that. Not for me. Strokes gain ranks, you can see, is nothing better than 93rd. That's off the tee. 122 approach, 110 around the green, and 193rd putting. No thanks for me on Scott Piercy. And here's the next one. This is an interesting one because Hideki Matsuyama certainly showed us that he can be the best player in one of the best fields. But that was a really career-defining win. In fact, that was just about a month ago, and we haven't heard his name. Obviously, he's been traveling home. He had to quarantine. Then he went on the media tour back home in Japan, and obviously what would amount to a sports hero back in that country. But for me, here this week in Dallas, Texas, 11% owned at 10,300. I don't think he's going to come back out and win right away. It's just I think that it'll take a little bit of time to get it going. And at 10,300, you really need a top five to pay off that salary. And I'd just rather wait a week to see if we can get a cheaper salary and maybe Hideki looking for back-to-back majors. That would be pretty cool. 76 off the tee, 28 approach, 21 around the green, and 170 putting. Okay, my next one. Maybe the first time that I'm fading this guy, so rack him up for his first ever career PGA Tour win. It's Will Zalatoris. Coming in at 9,700 and 17% owned, Zalatoris, this cut last time out, not that great at the RBC Heritage. I think we're in for a spot of a little bit of a decline and regression in Zalatoris' game. Now, again, like I said, chalk him up for a win, but 17% owned and not in great form. I'll go the other way. Matt Fitzpatrick is right there, and I don't think he's a bad play. Strokes gained rank for him, 55th off the tee, 4th on the approach, 81 around the green, and 107. Okay, and my last guy that I'm fading, oh, here's a huge surprise, Daniel Berger. He's coming in at 10,100 this weekend, 19% owned. Oh, it just doesn't make sense to me. In fact, I'd rather play Matsuyama if we want to go that far, but would rather go up. I'd rather get Rahm. I'd much rather get DeChambeau. Of course, I'd rather get Spieth, who's sitting right there as well. Look at the strokes gain rank for Berger. 28 off the tee, 22 on the approach. See why people want to play him. Plus, he's kind of in that Rory McIlroy range that won it last week. So I get it here, but we can't play everybody. So if you want to play John Rahm and you want to play Jordan Spieth and you want to play Bryson DeChambeau, let's say you want to match the field on all of those golfers, it's going to take up about 100% ownership, which is, you know, basically one spot every lineup that you create. It's going to push guys out like Daniel Berger, especially given their price point. So Daniel Berger, 10-1 this week for me. I'm going to be under on. I'll probably have around 10% of him on the aggressive lineups where he is the second guy in. Probably for me, I won't have many of him be the first guy in the lineup. Okay, so let's go 5-1 really quick. Siwoo Kim, Scott Piercy, Hideki Matsuyama, and Will Zalatoris, along with Daniel Berger. So that'll do it for my top five fades for the Byron Nelson. Of course, make sure you like and subscribe. We've got an amazing week of golf coming up next week. Kiawah Island, I just saw, you know, some posters or videos by Matt Wallace there. And man, let me tell you, it looks like it's going to be like an open championship style event. I mean, it looks like a lot of fun. So, of course, you want to be tuned in for all that we're going to have to offer that week. Great way to do that is, of course, liking and subscribing. Of course, we've got some live videos or live shows coming up. I'm doing this at about 11 o'clock on Tuesday. Of course, we've got our 1 p.m. show with Ben Raz and I. And then Wednesday night, Ben Raz and Eric Lundquist are going to break it all down for you. So, till next time, everybody, thanks for joining, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers. We'll be right back.